This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a corner of the publishing business and the movie business, comic book characters. We know that a year from now, Marvel Comics will release the film Black Panther, the first time a lead character from Africa will be the headliner in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is the New York publishing world and the Hollywood world way of looking at it. There's also the African way. From Kenya, Greg Presto reports on artists in Africa who are creating their own comic book heroes.
The comic book character Ikoyo is a warrior from the Jangwa Nation, and he carries a big stick. He swings it hard and crack, whacks his enemies in the ear.
The spear he has some magical runes on it that they extend on their own, so it's some form of enchanted wood.
That's Moriette Smithui. He's the artist behind Ikoyo's battle scene. It's part of a comic book called The Continent, printed on glossy paper and sold here in Kenya for 200 shillings, which is about $2. The story is about an alternate universe where Europeans failed to colonize Africa. It's just one of many homegrown comics being created here. There's a noir detective series, another series that tells the story of a psychic hero called Aledinim. His name is Mandela, spelled backwards. They look just as slick as any American comic, but these stories aren't an easy sell to traditional African publishers. Many artists self-publish runs of 200 to 500 copies, but they still need a place to sell them. The artist Emmanuel Nkwata, who goes by the pen name Point Blank Ivumbi, created a delivery service to distribute his comics.
You came up with a system where you visit the Facebook page and you hit up the number, and we sold 500 copies of that.
Another avenue for distribution is mobile phones. Letty Arts, a gaming studio founded in Nairobi, has had more than 100,000 downloads of Africa's Legends, a combination superhero game and comic. Artists have also organized their own Comic-Con. The latest Nairobi gathering had more than 2,500 attendees. Nkwata was excited to see fans in costume.
I look forward to the day where a guy's dressed up as one of my characters.
There is enthusiasm for these homegrown comics. Nkwata has printed 600 copies of his books so far, and he sold them all, making a profit of about $960. Not enough to make a living, but enough to keep him drawing the next issue. From Kenya, I'm Greg Presto for Marketplace.